Narrated Amr ibn Maymun al-Awdi. May Allah be pleased with him. I saw Umar ibn al-Khattab. May Allah be pleased with him. When he was stabbed, saying, O Abdullah ibn Umar, go to the mother of the believers, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and say, Umar ibn al-Khattab sends his greetings to you, and request her to allow me to be buried with my companions. So Ibn Umar conveyed the message to Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, I had the idea of having this place for myself, but today I prefer him, Umar, to myself, and allow him to be buried there. When Abdullah ibn Umar returned, Umar asked him, What news do you have? He replied, O Chief of the Believers, she has allowed you to be buried there. On that, Umar said, Nothing was more important to me than to be buried in that sacred place. So, when I expire, carry me there and pay my greetings to her, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and say, Umar ibn al-Khattab asks permission, and if she gives permission, then bury me there, and if she does not, then take me to the graveyard of the Muslims. I do not think any person has more right for the Khilafah than those with whom Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was always pleased till his death. And whoever's chosen by the people after me will be the Khalifa. And you people must listen to him and obey him. Then he mentioned the name of Uthman, Ali, Talha, Az-Zubayr, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. By this time a young man from Ansar came and said, O Chief of the Believers, be happy with Allah's glad tidings. The grade which you have in Islam is known to you. Then you became the Khalifa and you ruled with justice. And then you have been awarded martyrdom after all this. Umar replied, O son of my brother, would that all that privileges will counterbalance my shortcomings, so that I neither lose nor gain anything. I recommend my successor to be good to the early immigrants and realize their rights and to protect their honor. And I also recommend him to be good to the Ansar who before them had homes in Al-Madinah and had adopted the faith. He should accept the good of the righteous among them and should excuse their wrongdoers. I recommend him to abide by the rules and regulations concerning the dhimma, protected non-Muslims, of Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him, to fulfill their contracts completely and fight for them and not to tax, overburden them beyond their capabilities.